మంగళవు మానవకి హర
Houston, Hare Krishna, and thank you for tuning in to the Waves of Devotion at 106.1 FM. We are your hosts, Radha,
Vasavi,
and Kalasudha here after a really long break. Houstonians, I'm back here in the
Haribo.
Show.
So you can tune into this program live at tunein.com or simply download the TuneIn app.
Great. So, as I'm back here after a long, long time, and I've been hearing so many good things that Radha and Vasavi have been doing on the show, so you want to share your experience a little bit? Vasavi and Radha, how did you like doing the show? How do you like doing the show?
It's actually really good because it gives me, you know, an inside experience on this whole thing and, you know, how everything goes in the studio for real.
I know how to do a sound mixer thing.
Oh my, and can you tell the Houstonians who are listening to all of us how young you are, Vasavi?
I'm 11.
You are 11, and Radha?
I'm 16.
Okay, sweet 16 and a sweet 11, managing an entire radio show, so ISKCON Houston, and my husband and myself. Heartfelt gratitude to both of you, and we hope that you will continue and run the show whenever you can. Yes, you will continue and be here on the show.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So today, before we go into talking about what we are really going to be doing today, let's play a nice little bhajan for all our listeners. What do you say?
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
All right, so let's listen to something which is very apt for what we are going to be talking about today. Today, the topic is going to be the glories of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And for that purpose, we are going to listen to this beautiful song glorifying the divine couple, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna.
Thank you.
verses from the Bhagavad Gita that we normally do. So we'll start with that, reading from Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita verses. Reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 17, entitled The Divisions of Faith, text 11.
Afala kaṅkṣibhir yagyo vidhi dishto ye ichate yastavya me vedi manaha samadhaya sa sattvikaha.
Of sacrifices, that sacrifice performed according to duty and to spiritual rules and with no expectation of reward is of the nature of goodness.
Text 12.
Abhishantaya tu phalam dambhartham apichaivayat ichyate bharata shrestha tam yagnyam vidhirajasam.
But that sacrifice performed for some material end or benefit, or performed ostentatiously out of pride, is the nature of passion, O chief of the Bharatas.
Text 13.
Vidhihinam ashrishtanam mantrahinam adakshinam shraddha virahitam yagyam tamasam parichakshate.
And that sacrifice performed in defiance of spiritual injunctions, in which no spiritual food is distributed, no hymns are chanted, and no remunerations are made to the priests, and which is faithless, that sacrifice is of the nature of ignorance.
Text 14.
Devadvija Guru Pragya Pujanam Shaucham Archivam Brahmacharya Mahimsacha Shariram Tapa Uchyate.
The austerity of the body consists in this: worship of the Supreme Lord, the Brahmanas, the spiritual master, and superiors like the father and mother, cleanliness, simplicity, celibacy, and non-violence are also austerities of the body. Austerity of speech consists in speaking truthfully and beneficially, and in avoiding speech that offends. One should also recite the Vedas regularly.
Text 16. Vanaprasada
saumyatvam maunamatma vinigraha bhavasam sutir ityetat tapo manasam uchyate.
And serenity, simplicity, gravity, self-control, and purity of thought are the austerities of the mind.
Text 17. Shraddhaya parayo taptam tapas tatri vidham narai afala kankshibhir yuktai satvikim parichakshate.
This threefold austerity practiced by men whose aim is not to benefit themselves materially but to please the Supreme is of the nature of goodness.
Text 18. Satkaramana pujartham tapodambhena chaivayat kriyate tad iha proktam
These ostentatious penances and austerities, which are performed in order to gain respect, honor, and reverence, are said to be in the mode of passion. They are neither stable nor permanent. In those penances and austerities which are performed foolishly by means of obstinate self-torture or to destroy or injure others are said to be in the mode of ignorance.
Text 20. Datatvam iti yaddanam diyate anupakvirani deshe kale cha patre cha tadanam satvikam smritam.
That gift which is given out of duty at the proper time and place to a worthy person and without expectation of return is considered to be charity in the mode of goodness.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you.
the bhajans that we are playing today is all glorifying the divine company Sri Sri Radha. Especially the
So, Madhuri, I've had a question. You know, we talked about this, you know, for a few weeks now, but, you know, I'd like to know more about this Purushottama. So, what is the purpose and, you know, why does it happen?
Oh, very good question, Radha. You know, the thing is that, you know, there is... I'm going to get into a little bit of a technical
detail. Yeah, yeah.
Let me ask you, do you know how many days the solar year calendar?
No way.
Just the solar calendar. How many days?
Oh, 365.
That's right.
Okay.
5 1/4 days. And the lunar calendar.
No.
Oh. So it's around 6 days.
Okay.
So every year, you know, there is like a brewing of
25. Yeah. Yeah. Gets formed.
Right? Make it equivalent to the solar and the lunar year to again start from track one. That's why this extra month is inserted every year.
Oh, I thought it was every 4, but
yeah,
oh wow.
It's every 3 years.
Every 3 years.
So, you know, to make up the difference of 10 to 11 days every year, which accrues over 3 years to form a month. So this entire month is called the Adhika Mas, technically. And that's the reason why this Adhika Mas is inserted every once in 3 years to make up the difference between the solar and the lunar. That's what the Adhika Mas is about. And this year, you know, the last one was in 2005. And now in 2015, that's what we are.
So the next one will be in 2018.
That's right.
Okay.
It will be 2018. But you know the question that you asked, that why is Adhika Mas, or the extra month, why is it given the name Purushottama?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you like to know the story behind that?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a very interesting story. You know, one time what happened is this, the personification of this month. Can you guess?
It's a lady.
It's a lady. That's right. It's a lady. The personification is much. She was very disturbed. She was very disturbed. Always late months. January,
yeah.
So, this extra month, which comes every 3 years, she didn't really have a name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if anyone knows,
let go, yeah.
You should have been that because you don't have a name, everyone calls you extra month and, you know, derogatory. So
wow.
And then Krishna said, one of my many names is Krishna. In the history of the entire creation, the lady
Jaya Kunjabi. No, I don't think so.
No, it's never happened. No, it never happened in later years. She is the
lady. Are you sure there's not some other lady that
can you think of any?
No, not really, but wow. Yeah.
That there's this lady who is Adhika Mas. She's the president of the
name. Yeah, that's unique and cool. Thing because this month is basically Krishna himself. Anything extra that we can do for Krishna to, you know, get more
benefit in this month?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, excellent question, Radha. See, there are actually, you know, when Krishna himself actually told the Pandavas and Draupadi how to follow this month, he himself said this to them. He actually, you know, why don't we come back to that story right after this beautiful song? Why don't we take a little break and we will come back right after this song and we listen to, you know, more about, you know, this month, how Krishna actually talked about this month in glorifying this month. You know, we'll talk about that right after this beautiful bhajan sung by His Grace Sachit Kumar Prabhu from all the way from Sri Mayapur Dham. This song again glorifying Sri Sri Radha and Krishna.
Radha Krishna Prana. Krishna Pranamo. কিশোর জীবনে মরণে গতি আর নাহি
So basically, Purushottam month, it happens every once in every 3 years.
That's right.
And basically, this month was about a lady. Mm-hmm. She was the extra month, mm-hmm. and because she didn't know who she was or who what her purpose was, she went to Krishna, and Krishna said, "You know, I will give you my name as Purushottam."
Right.
So because my glory is the most spiritual, mm-hmm. your month will be the most auspicious month.
Perfect.
So, you know, whoever worships or does any little bit of seva in this month, you know, it'll be a great, great, great benefit than, you know, other months.
Wonderful, wonderful. Beautifully summarized, Radha. Thank you so much. So, you know, as you had asked me regarding what we should do in this month, here is what actually Krishna said. You know, we all know the pastime of, you know, how Yudhishthir and the Pandavas, they were, you know, brought to Hastinapur by Duryodhana to play the game of dice.
Yeah.
Right? And
yes,
then what happened, Vasavi? Do you remember that? What happened the first time they played the game of dice?
I think the Kauravas cheated.
Exactly. They cheated, and then Maharaj Yudhishthir
Yeah.
And then they all, and then the Pandavas lost almost everything.
And then what happened to Draupadi? She was insulted.
Yeah.
Yes, she was insulted. But then by Dushasana.
Yeah, Dushasana, yeah.
She was insulted. And then what happened? You know, then Draupadi, and then at the nick of time, Krishna came and saved Draupadi, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Draupadi was so upset that she was so hurt that, you know, they were wanting to, you know, they allowed this kind of a disgrace to happen to her.
Yeah.
She was actually wanting to crush the Kauravas and Dhritarashtra and everybody. And she had
did she have
the potency to do so. But then Dhritarashtra and Gandhari came at the nick of time and saved, you know, and told Draupadi not to do that. And then Dhritarashtra, being scared of the cross of Draupadi, he actually returned whatever Yudhishthira Maharaj had lost in the battle, in that dice match. He returned everything. He returned Indraprastha to them. He returned everything. And then they were about to go. And then Duryodhana was not satisfied. He called them for a second match before they left.
That's okay.
Right? And now what
I was confused.
Condition? That was, you know what the condition was of the second match that Duryodhana put?
That
whoever will be the losing party, what will they have to do?
Go
into the forest.
Yeah,
right?
Into the forest, yeah.
Into the forest for 12 years and 1 year of incognito.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that was the condition. And then Duryodhana said one more thing. He said that if the Pandavas get recognized in the year of incognito, that they will again have to go for 12 years.
Oh,
right?
Man.
And so that was the condition he put. And then, you know, they played again and again. You know, Duryodhana and Shakuni and all of them, they cheated. And the Pandavas lost. They were in the forest, right? They went into the forest.
For 12 years.
Here was Draupadi and the five Pandavas in the forest. And they were living their life, you know, like in a straw hut and everything. They didn't know what to do. So one day from Dwarka, Krishna, their dear friend, came to visit them.
That's nice.
In the forest. So then when Krishna came to visit, Krishna said, you know, they all were very happy to see Krishna and everything was going on. And then Krishna said, you know what, I'm going to tell you a story. Krishna started telling a story that, you know, many, many thousands of years ago, there was this one young girl. Okay? And she was a very young, innocent girl, and she one time served Durvasa Muni. You know Durvasa Muni?
He's a sage, right?
Yes, he's a sage. Displeased also.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So this young girl, she served Durvasa very, very nicely. And because of being pleased with her service, Durvasa said, I'm going to share one secret with you. That, you know, there is this in 2 months, the Purushottam month is coming. So my dear girl, because you served me so nicely, follow this Purushottam month. There are certain things. Materially, you will be blessed with good fortune, but at the end of your life, you will go back to Krishna.
Wow.
And this girl was like, really? She doubted.
She didn't believe him?
Uh-huh, she didn't believe him, you know. Good Durvasa Muni.
Uh-oh,
and
God.
Oh, that's right. And then Durvasa Muni was like, you don't believe me? I curse you. You will be getting all kinds of misfortune in this life.
What?
Yeah. And then saying that, Durvasa Muni left the place. And this girl was like, oh no, I'm going to get all misfortune. What's going to happen to me? And imagine for a young girl, what is the greatest kind of misfortune that she can imagine? Any ideas?
No.
Her husband, you know? I mean, that
oh, oh.
Yeah, I know that, you know, girls nowadays contemplate. Trust me, in those days, the girls, you know, greatest kind of misfortune that they can relate to was not getting married properly, you know?
So yeah.
She was like, what am I going to do if I don't get a good husband? Then she remembered that let me do austerities for Lord Shiva. Because he is Ashutosh, he'll be pleased very easily. Let me please him and try to see if he can help me. So this young girl, she started meditating on Lord Shiva. And because she had a very beautiful nature,
oh wow.
Okay? And because Lord Shiva appeared, he said to this girl in a very, very strong voice, my dear girl, Lord Shiva, come here. your austerities. Ask me what you would like. She didn't expect him to come this soon. She was for great shock nature. She just said, I just want a husband. She said it five
Wow.
times. Wow.
Oh my God. Oh.
Pastu,
oh God.
May so be it.
That's
then Lord Shiva said, so be it. She said, no. I don't want five husbands. I just want one husband.
Oh wow.
Shiva said, well, you asked me five times. And I'm giving you five husbands. And then this girl was like, please, Lord, what do you want? And then Lord Shiva said, maximum I can do is delay this benediction of mine to your next life. But you will get five husbands in your next life.
I can guess who that is.
Can you guess who that
is? I can completely guess who that is.
Yes,
okay, so the girl is Draupadi.
That's right.
And her five husbands are Yudhishthir, Arjuna, Nakula, Sahadeva, and Bhima.
That's right, Radha. So then Krishna, you know, just like how you're smiling now, Krishna was smiling at Draupadi and he said, so my dear Draupadi, now you know the secret of your previous life. And Krishna revealed that secret
wow.
to her, and then Draupadi was also very shy. And then she said, okay, my dear Krishna, thank you for telling this, but tell me, why are we still suffering? We are still in the forest, and you know, what's happening with that?
Yeah.
And then Krishna said to Krishna told Draupadi that, you know, the curse of the Vasamuni, because you doubted his words on the Purushottam path, that is why this misfortune is still upon all of you.
Oh, okay.
So then Krishna and then everyone, you know, the Pandavas, they asked, they asked Krishna that how can we get rid of this curse? So then Krishna said, well, the Purushottam month is coming up again. And what I want you all to do is follow this Purushottam month. So then, what was the obvious question the Pandavas asked?
How?
Exactly. Oh. Very
wow.
intelligent, Radha.
Okay.
They asked, how should we do? And then Krishna they should do. Vasubi, listen very carefully, okay? Right, ready? The first thing Krishna said to follow this month is that rise early in the morning in the Brahma of the time. That's one of our
sutras. 5, 4?
4:30 to be specific.
Okay.
4:30, rise early in the morning. And then the second thing is, take bath at an auspicious river, sacred river like the Yamuna or the Ganges. Take bath.
But we don't have. What if?
We'll come to that, Radha. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. We'll come to that. The third thing, what Krishna said, is chant japa of the
Okay.
thing is that Krishna said is that the presiding deities of this month is Radha and Krishna. So to offer a free lap to the divine couple, the morning and its evening, if you can't do it in both times, at least once a day. Offer a ghee lamp to the Lord Krishna. That's the fourth
okay.
thing. Fifth thing is, give in charity. Give in
yeah.
charity. By this Krishna meant that in charity doesn't mean that you just give money. You know, generally by charity, you know, people think
money, yeah.
that it's money, right? But giving Krishna to others is also the greatest form of charity. So in this month, we not only practice offering ghee lamp or chanting the holy names ourselves, but Krishna said, those who don't know about it, give them an opportunity also, so that they can also follow this month and get the blessings
yeah.
and the benefit of this month. Mm-hmm. So that is the fifth thing, which is to offer in charity. Okay? And the sixth
yeah.
thing is, to have a grand celebration on the last day of this month. To have a grand celebration by inviting Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, have a nice celebration, give, you know, feed them first, and then break your fast of this month. So these are the six things that Krishna said. Vasavi, shall we recap? What's the first thing? Go ahead, speak.
The first thing is rise up early in the morning at 4:30.
Very good. Second thing is?
Take a bath at Holy Rivers.
Right. Now, Radha, ask you a question. In America, where do we have Ganges or the...
Exactly,
Yamuna?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So here, the question is that we don't have Yamuna or the Ganges here, right?
Yeah.
We just have our running showers.
Yeah.
So when we are standing in front of our showers taking bath, if you simply say Ganga, Ganga, Ganga 3 times, Mother Ganges appears.
Oh.
That is the secret.
So basically, like whenever you're washing.
Anytime.
Anytime you want to take a bath, you just say Ganga and then you're bathing in Ganga?
Yes. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Yes. That is the benefit that Srila Prabhupada has given us. Prabhupada mentions this, that if we are away from the sacred river Ganges, if we simply remember her and loudly invoke her by chanting Ganga, Ganga, Ganga 3 times, she will come. And we can take bath in the Ganga, even though we may be in our own washrooms and, you know, standing in front of our showers.
Wow.
Cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. So you can still take bath in the Ganges in this month, even though we are in North America, in Houston, right?
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands of miles away from actual river Ganges. But still, we can get the benefit. What's the third thing?
Chanting
the holy names. Can you tell the holy names one time for all our listeners?
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Wonderful. So chanting these holy names regularly, Krishna said, is the way that we can worship this month. What's the fourth thing?
Ghee lamp.
Right. Offering the ghee lamp in the morning and in the evening to Radha and Krishna. Mm-hmm. Fifth thing?
Charity.
Right.
So not the money kind. Well, you can, but the...
The money kind also, but also...
Giving Krishna to others.
Right. Giving them an opportunity to come and render service to Krishna. Right? So that's the fifth thing. And sixth thing is? Last one was?
Feeding people before you break your fast.
On the last day. Very good, Vasavi. Wonderful. So these are the 6 ways. Don't you think it's very simple? Right?
Yeah.
To do this month, to follow this month. So what did the Pandavas do? They actually, you know, in a span of 12 years, you get the Purushottam month how many times?
Four times, right?
Four times, yeah.
If it comes every 3 years. Maybe. So it came every, you know, 4 years, 4 times it came. And every time the Purushottam month came, the Pandavas and Draupadi, they very nicely followed this Purushottam month vrata. And they offered all the results to Krishna for pleasing Krishna. And as a result of that, you know what happened in the year of incognito, in the 13th year? Imagine a personality like Bhima.
So big.
He's so big and huge. Everyone in the world knows Bhima, right? Who can hide Bhima? How can he be hidden, right?
Yeah.
He'll be easily recognized. And you know, Draupadi, her complexion was that like fire. She used to glow like fire because she made her appearance from fire.
Fire, yeah.
Right?
She was born out of
so
fire.
She was born out of... She used to look so effulgent and bright like fire. She was so beautiful. How can you hide a lady like that? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Duryodhan can easily recognize. And then Yudhishthir, Arjuna, all of those 5 brothers, they're like celebrity figures, you know?
Yeah.
How can you even hide such people? But because of the benefits that they accrued from following the Purushottam month, they were successful in hiding themselves in the year of incognito, in the 13th year. And then they declared their war against the Kauravas in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Right?
Yeah.
And they were victorious in the battlefield. And then they became the sovereign kings and queen of this whole world. So not only in this life, by following the Purushottam month, the Pandavas got, you know, material benefits in this month. But at the end of their lives, they also went back home, back to Godhead, to Goloka Vrindavan, to Krishna. So that is the glory of following this beautiful Purushottam month.
Wow.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah, I knew that everything happened with them, but I didn't know that just because they followed Purushottam month that they were successful in everything. Actually, I never thought about, you know, Bhima being hidden because he was so big and everything.
Right,
it would be such a trouble, but yeah.
It makes sense now.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Makes sense. Yeah. So we urge all Houstonians that, you know, in this, we've got around 15 more days, actually 10 more days. Today is the 5th of July. The last day of the month is the 15th of July. We've got 10 more days. So the last few days remaining, we request all of you to try and follow these six things. And as an opportunity to that, we request you to come and drop in at the Hare Krishna temple. Radha, would you like to invite everyone to the Sunday feast
program? Yeah, sure. So the Sunday feast program, it starts at 5:30 every evening, you know, with nice aarti. Then after that, a nice discourse lecture about Bhagavad Gita or any event that's coming up. Then after that, there's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful kirtan. You know, everyone's dancing, everyone's singing. It's very nice. And then after that, we have vegetarian feast prasadam. So yeah. No one can miss that. Yeah. That is so good.
I mean, I always feel, you know, this is the best way to recharge our batteries before we get into a work full of a week full of work.
Yeah.
A week full of work, you know, Monday. This is the best way to recharge our Sunday nights, recharge ourselves, and, you know, dive into a work week. So please come and join us at the Hare Krishna Temple, located at 3020 West 34th Street, Houston, Texas, 77018. For more information, please visit our website, iskonhouston.org. That's iskonhouston.org. Unfortunately, we are running out of time. We've got 3 minutes to the hour. Before we wrap up, we would like to again thank all our hosts here.
Oh, Radha.
Vasavi.
And myself, Kala Sudha. We would thank all of you from the bottom of our hearts for being here with us together. And we look forward to seeing you again next week, same time at 12 noon with yet another wave of the Waves of Devotion. And before we log out, we are going to try to play for you the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra sung by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who is the founder acharya of the Hare Krishna movement, the ISKCON Society, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Here is Srila Prabhupada chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to give us company for the rest of the day. Thank you all very much. Have a blessed day. See you all in the evening.
Hare Krishna.
Vishna Vansha Sri Rupam Chakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathantam Vansha Jeevam Shaktaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitanishcha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaurabhakta